schedule.
Good evening.
Hi, Kevin. How are you doing?
I'm great. Appreciate your patience tonight with the long agenda. But we are here to talk about the comprehensive plan, and in particular, the potential for adding some additional community meetings. And I think you have a memo and an attachment in your packet. And in addition to that, I do want to distribute one additional attachment. Pass those around. You may have seen these before. This was an attachment in the community participation plan that was approved fairly early in the process. I did talk with Councilmember Ross earlier today, and he did ask me to look at the contract. I got with Brian earlier today. We did do that, and I've also talked with the Ponding Company a little bit today about the process that they've been through, and it appears to myself and our staff that Pond has been following the schedule pretty religiously as far as what's been accomplished to date. In the left margin of what I just passed out, you'll see a black arrow that points to a meeting that is scheduled for this Thursday. And in just distributing an announcement to both the steering community and some of our other board members about that meeting, there seemed to be some confusion as to what that meeting would all be about, because both in the community participation plan, it talks about kind of a final recap meeting for the 24th, and then that title was changed a little bit in the announcement to be called a preliminary draft meeting. And the steering committee is really just looking for some additional opportunities for public input. And so that's what that memo was about in your packet. We've included a memo from Pond and Company that summarizes what the various costs would be for different types of meetings. And the steering committee is planning to meet tomorrow evening to discuss this in more detail. I can assure you they'll be looking for feedback from me as to what we learned this evening, if we can get some direction out of whether this council supports any additional meetings or not. And if so, I'm sure they'll want to work on when we get those scheduled. I think that the schedule in general has been fairly tight and fairly aggressive, that those that I've talked with have felt that there was some pressure to try to get this comprehensive plan completed in this calendar year. Whether that's still important to this council or not, I don't know. But with that, I'll turn it over to you for discussion.
Yeah, I just started off. I think, what is the current desires of the steering committee? What if they ask? What if they ask for one more meeting? If they ask for what is their desires?
They've specifically asked for 2 to 3 additional meetings from the folks that I've spoken with. Feedback I've heard from Council.
These are meetings at specific with specific agendas, like i.e. the Dunwoody Village area and things like that. Is that correct?
Yes. They have not felt that there's been enough community input with some specific neighborhoods in mind. And
I've been to every one of these so far, and I don't know if the number of meetings is as important as the number of people at the meetings. A couple of them have been well attended, others have not been well attended, and I was kind of disappointed, as I know some of the other council members that don't meet. And so I don't know, if we're going to have any additional meetings. My only concern is that we have a good number of citizens show up to put their input out there. And where is it in the budget that we're going to pay for these? Is it included in the overall cost, or is this an additional cost, I presume, as I read this?
That's going to be an additional cost.
Okay. Robert?
Yeah, so here's the, I've attended several of the steering committee meetings, although not all of them and not the last one. And here was their issue, is that we have not had any of our meetings a targeted meeting for a specific topic to a specific audience. So we didn't go to Georgetown and said, we're going to have a meeting about Georgetown, and everybody who cares about the development of Georgetown should come to this meeting, and we're going to have it in Georgetown. We didn't go to, Jet Ferry or Winter's Chapel or whatever, and target an audience with a topic that would specifically be of interest to that audience. And I think the feeling is that because these have all been general meetings that have focused citywide, that many of the folks who might be interested in a particular character area have participated because they feel like most of the meeting is going to be about stuff they don't care about. So the idea is to add a meeting for each of the areas where we're talking about redevelopment, hold it in that area, publicize it to those people, let them have a say, so that their input can be important. And I think the fear is that if we don't do that, we will have gone through the process and not have ended up with a document that has what we wanted. And that we will have not spent an extra $12,000, but we will have spent $100,000 and not gotten out of it what the community wants. And I think that's the concern.
Yeah, I think if I can add a little bit to that, I think the issue is we could argue for an hour whether or not the process that Pond set up met was what was needed to be able to complete a comp plan process. I think what I'd like to see the council focus on is everything from that's already occurred is sunk cost. So we're looking at what's the marginal cost to get from here to the end of the plan. And at the end of the plan, people are generally supportive of the comprehensive plan. They feel like it's inclusive enough and that it has legitimacy. Because we can't really move on to the next steps of doing master redevelopment plans for Dunwoody Village and Georgetown until we've completed the comp plan. And I think, in my mind, the overriding important factor is we need to finish the comp plan with people being still enthusiastic and supportive of it and feel like their voice was heard. And I think it's going to be necessary, and even though, we're looking at, including steering committee meetings, $15,000 to $20,000 of unforeseen costs, I think you're buying the legitimacy and the buy-in from the community, and I think that's worth the expenditure to be able to finish this thing off and feel good about it, even though it wasn't what we intended. The other point that we've talked about in this discussion with Pond is that they initially, I think, had bid a higher price for this comp plan, and the idea being that we budgeted $100,000 is I pressured Jennifer to get this down to $100,000 in a reasonable way. So I think that there's a strong argument that you do need a little bit more time and money invested in this, that we've shorted ourselves on the front end by trying to keep ourselves to a particular budget for this process.
Dave. We contracted with Pond to give us a comprehensive plan. Comprehensive plan we can use to go to the next step. I don't think we've gotten that product yet. Based on what I hear, we haven't gotten that product yet. I don't know what the verbal agreement was, but I do know that this council, I believe, voted on was getting a comprehensive plan that we could. This is a major item that we had on our agenda. And Pond came forward and said, we're going to deliver for you a comprehensive plan that will meet your expectations. And I got to tell you, this one is not meeting my expectations. I do think you need the community input. I've been approached by four of those committee members, including, I might say, my wife is on that committee, full disclosure. And all of them have been very dissatisfied with the fact that they haven't gotten community input on some of these neighborhoods that are going to be affected by the plans that we're putting together. And we need to get this job done right. What I'd like to see happen is I'd like for Bond to deliver what they told us they were going to deliver within the scope of the $100,000 that we've contracted with them for. To the extent that they don't do that, we need to get this thing finished. And for us to go to another vendor would certainly be something that would not be in our interest right now to do at this stage of the game. But in our 2010 budget, if it's approved as currently written, there's a $250,000 amount in there that somebody's going to get. And I can tell you, this council member will not vote for Pond if they don't complete this job.
John.
Warren, can you tell us about the money in the next budget year for the areas? I believe there's money being set aside for specific meetings to talk about the targeted areas.
Yeah,
tell us a little about that.
we've got three things in the budget related to the comp plan process. One is we put $20,000 in for the 2010 budget in anticipation that y'all may or may not approve this addition. Obviously, that comes out if we don't approve that addition. The other two things that are in this are a master redevelopment plan for $125,000 for the Georgetown area, which would include up through the hospital area and up in North Shalford, PA, geography. And then the second would be the master redevelopment plan for the Dunwoody Village area to give us a strategy, a specific strategy in that area as well. That will be a much more in-depth process than what we're talking about here, because you're starting to talk about data analysis and, you know, parcel to parcel coming up with a plan of, you know, financing all of the different elements of a master redevelopment plan that are different than a comprehensive plan.
So if we did these preliminary meetings now, would it make the back end of those other two meetings easier and less expensive in the sense that we're spending the money up front instead of a year from now?
I think it would make it easier, but I don't know that it would make it less expensive. Because I think, you know, anytime you go into a master redevelopment plan with some basis of what the vision is, you can kind of start to craft your strategies. But a significant element of those master redevelopment plans is going to be getting significant community input, you know, from the folks in that area, the businesses in that area, but also citywide as well. It's not that big of a city that we're not all impacted, regardless of where we live. So my short answer is I think it'd make it easier, but not less expensive.
Two pieces of input I've got here. I've received a lot of calls, too, not two steering committee members, but also for a bunch of constituents, basically the schedule of the meetings, you know, at 7 o'clock on a weeknight. You get kind of the same group of people there that attend a lot of other community meetings, and I've got calls from people, you know, I know John makes time to his schedule, but, you know, I've got two kids in football, or I've got this, and it's a weeknight, and could we have a weekend session? Could we have a Saturday session or, you know, something like that? It's very difficult for somebody with kids at school on weeknights, particularly young kids that are in sports or whatever, to make more than one of these meetings during the whole cycle and feel like they've expressed their opinion. I think we need to have the extra meetings, but I'm going to echo Danny on this. You know, we contracted for a deliverable, I think, that we're not getting here, and I think we need to, you know, at the very least, let Pond know that they've got some skin in the game here if they want to, you know, participate in any of these activities down the road or be able to do.
Yes, I wanted to echo that, too. I agree with Danny and Tom. I'm extremely disappointed with them. I went to the last meeting, and I was extremely disappointed with the product that they brought forward. It was something I felt like I could have done. I was extremely disappointed. I don't know what they did with the information. I hope they use it, because they could have collected some really good information we needed. But I wish there were more citizens there to provide input. The Georgetown area, that is a huge area. Is that enough money to redevelop, to come up with a master plan for that whole area?
Yeah.
Because that is an extremely large area that really needs a lot of work.
Yeah, I think that money will cover it.
I'd like the city to take a look at the last two public hearing dates, which are on this calendar as December 8th and December 21st. I, too, have had a number of comments regarding our meeting schedule and that we've rushed this through the summer, that we've scheduled these poorly. December 8th is right on top of Hanukkah. December 21st is right on top of Christmas. I'd love to see a January meeting on a Sunday, maybe in coordination, sort of like what the Dunwoody Homeowners Association meeting does. They fill the room on a Sunday.
Their annual meeting.
I'm just not sure those last two dates really meet the needs of the citizens, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, guys, as much as we may want to hold Pond's feet to the fire, they've delivered to the letter of contract. If we want them to add meetings and lengthen the process, we're going to have to do a contract amendment, and we're going to have to pay more for it. It can bother us. It can gnaw at us. But just going to them and saying you have to do this isn't gonna work. If we want them to add extra meetings and we want to bring the process into January, we're gonna have to be willing to approve funds to do it. And I think we just have to do that.
I'm not too sure we have to go into January. I think Gavin's just looking at other dates. And, you know, I'm looking at January. The Falcons are in the playoffs.
You have priorities.
I'm not a Falcon fan. Missouri doesn't play up. But I think, you know, if we have it sometime there, and I think, you know, the onus isn't on us. I like what Danny said. You're right, Robert. We can't tell them they got to, but you know what? You can sit down and negotiate with them and say, you know what? This is what you gave us. This is what we wanted. This doesn't equal this. You know, what are you going to do?
I would encourage Kevin to try to hold their feet to the fire.
I think that was, and then we can take a look at these other dates, and how about let's moving them up a little bit? We've got September 24th, and we're going to be, sitting around until that's October, November. That's 2.5 months. That should give them more than ample time. To move it up, move them up a week or whatever you need to move them up, or whatever days you all think are better. I don't know. I'm not too sure that the day and the time is going to be a problem. I know we had a time with swim and tennis, I think, on one of them. I mean, swim meets on one of them this year, but I just hope that if we change all these, that, I mean, boy, I see this room just muscling out there. And I'm not too sure we have to have it exactly in this area because, everybody can drive to, as Van Miller calls it, City Hall number 2 over the, Dunwoody Methodist or wherever else. I don't care where we have it, but as long as, anywhere in Dunwoody, you can get to just about anywhere in about 10 minutes. So it's not the distance or the time or the traffic. It's not the distance or the traffic. It's the time you have it of the day. You all got a better time. Let's come up with it. You all got a better day. Let's come up with that. And then let's all of us, and including putting it on the website, all of us, John, you got a big in with all the folks out there with your blog, and we all got big email lists, so we can get the word out. I hope that by doing that, you're right, and I see the rooms just bustling with people because I don't know if that'll happen. I hope it happens.
Again, the issue is just to do it right. And we're not sure we're there right now.
Exactly.
We need to figure out when we need to do these additional meetings, how we're going to do them. If we negotiate with Pond and we get it at full cost, half cost, no cost, let's do it right. Let's schedule the meetings. Let's set the end agenda for when our final plan is going to be in place. Let's have the final meeting. Let's relook at the schedule. Do what we need to do.
Okay. I think the next meeting coming up on the 24th. Pretty well set.
Yes.
Starting to mess with that, you're starting to mess with those. But these two last numbers, I agree with you. They're not written in stone. I don't imagine. Warren, can you jump in? Kevin, you want to jump in on that? Are they written in stone?
Actually, just today, Pond did send me a proposed agenda for this Thursday's meeting.
The short answer to your question, Jenny, is no, they're not written in stone, I don't believe. Thursday meeting.
Yeah, so
I'm saying the December 8th, Kevin, for December 8th and the 21st, those can be moved, right?
Those can be moved, yes.
Yeah. December 8th and 21st can be moved.
And would the staff, would everybody agree with this? The staff, talk with Pond and talk about what we want to add and see what, what kind of rate they'll give us if they won't give it to us, as part of the contract. And then where would they, you and the staff, recommend that we put these last two meetings? Can we do that and then come back with us next Monday night? Can that happen?
Absolutely. I think the steering committee plans to discuss this. They wanted to know whether this council would support the additional meetings. If so, they would work on scheduling some of that tomorrow.
We'll get the Dunwoody neighbor to pay for it.
Laugh that hard no more.
Did you say you turn around?
When is the steering committee meeting tomorrow?
6:30.
Yes.
6:30 here. City Hall. Conference room. Is that where you set up, John?
I believe it's right here at this table. If not, yes.
Steering committee is tomorrow.
Yes. I think been the key is January the 1st, in my mind, is not a date that we, unless we're legally obligated to do something. I'd rather get this thing done right and fast. And if it means going into January next year and spending some monies into next year, let's do it right. I mean, this is the biggest thing we've got going. And to do a half-assed job, it's just not acceptable.
I agree with you. If going into January makes the process better, and that's Warren, you, Kevin.
Yeah, I think it would make it.
But, you know, makes if, you know, if more time is good, fine. If you know, sometimes, you know, time doesn't really add much to the program. Unless you've got busy work to do all during that time, you've got something you can do there. So can you all come back with us at the next meeting? Is that agreeable with everybody around the table?
Yeah.
They'll come back with some recommendations at the next meeting?
Yeah, we'll have two meetings this week before your council meeting.
As a result from the meeting.
Yeah, they'll have two meetings with the steering committee this week, plus meeting, or the nomination
with one. Okay. So, and then come back with a recommendation to the council next Monday night? Okay. And I think some hard negotiations with Tom might be in order here. Okay. And Tom,
can I have a question? Just one question. Do you think the steering committee would want us to sit on their meeting tomorrow night? Would that be helpful or not, or would it matter?
I believe there's several of you that said that you wanted to attend.
Okay.
I would agree.
I just don't want to have somebody come and have a meeting between that quorum.
No, it's an outside.
We can advertise.
We can advertise.
We can come, can't we?
Not at the council, but
we can advertise.
They can go and
just attend.
I have football.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
You go to the University of Missouri?
Yeah. Okay. I try to have a 9-7 and a 3-year-old ball playing football.
Okay. We've got that. We've got a consensus on that. Let's move on to. Thank you, Kevin. Let's move on to item 714.